Five Things Rama Gave Up in Leaving for the Forest, by Krishna's Mercy.
Ya Satyapash Parivi Pitur Nideshan Stranasya Chapi Shirsa Jagrihe Sabharya Rajyam Shriyam Praneen Suhrido Nivasan Tyaktva Yayo Vanam Suniv Muktsang.
Quote, carrying out the order of his father, who was bound by a promise to his wife, Lord Ramchandra left behind his kingdom, opulence, friends, well-wishers, residence and everything else, just as a liberated soul gives up his life, and went to the forest with Sita. Srimad Bhagavatam 9:10-8.
Just how much did Sri Rama love his father, King Dashrath? Just how strong was the bond between the two? We know that from the other side, from the viewpoint of the father, there could be nothing more important. Rama was the son that Dashrath had longed for. Rama was the desperately needed heir to the throne. The Raghu dynasty would be able to continue. Dashrath would be able to pass along something valuable, in the same manner that he received it. From a single decision, Rama showed so much. Without having to say a word, the sentiment towards the father was clear. It became apparent to everyone that the son loved the father just as much as the father loved the son. 1. His residence. Imagine if you lived in the best house possible. If we find the perfect home, the one of our dreams, there are still some shortcomings. The larger the dwelling, the more effort goes into maintaining it. Someone still has to wash the dishes, to speak. Someone has to do laundry and take out the garbage. The garden outside requires constant attention. Experts to meticulously landscape the surroundings. Keeping everything inside neat, clean, and orderly. Rama's residence was fit for a king. It was fit for the prince regent. It was suitable for someone who would one day become the leader. This was Dashrath's cherished desire, after all. He had reached the decision on his own, but he also followed protocol in taking the consensus of his advisors. Rama would be the next king. This was the news around Ayodhya. Rama left his residence to reach Dashrath, to hopefully prepare for the formal transition of power. It was something everyone in Ayodhya wanted. 2. His well-wishers. It is said that not even the criminals in Ayodhya could say a bad word about Rama. If they were to be apprehended, punished, or admonished, they inherently understood the fairness to the exchange. They knew that Rama was anything but a dirty cop. Dashrath's eldest son kept Dharma in mind in everything he did. For this equal disposition, which mirrors the outlook of the humble sage, Rama had countless well-wishers. They felt this way from the very beginning. They were concerned when Rama and his younger brother Lakshman left with Vishvamitra Muni to the forest. Since the brothers were young at the time, the people prayed that not a hair on their head would be harmed.
Quote, they pray to God to grant them blessings, may you garner fame and return victorious. May you not lose a single hair while bathing. Janki Mangala, 29.
3. His friends. It is said that a person should offer mercy, daya, to people that are subordinate to them. To the respected authorities, they should offer service, seva, and respect, mana. This is for the benefit of everyone involved. Society functions properly when these relationships are followed. For the people on an equal level, we make friends. We share something in common with them. We are going through something similar. We have ways to relate to one another. As he had many well-wishers in Ayodhya, Rama had friends, as well. 4. His opulence. Take a stick and throw it. Then measure the distance of the travel. From where the stick launched to where it landed. That is how much wealth Rama would hand over to those in need. This was one such exercise, but made in fun. Rama's opulence was beyond measure. He was the son of a king, after all. The pious rulers imposed taxes not for the purpose of punishing or to move forward nefarious, corrupt schemes. The tax revenue pouring into the treasure is for protecting against foreign attack, for maintaining the people, and for giving in charity to the Brahmana community. 5. His kingdom. This was a special kingdom. It was in the dynasty of the sun god. Ikshvaku was one of the founding members. Rama was something like the son of the solar dynasty. Since he was the hero of the Raghu clan, Rama was also known as Raghunayaka. According to Srimad Bhagavatam, Rama left these things behind. The purpose was to uphold the name and honor of Dashrath. This behavior is God exhibiting the quality of Virajaya. The Supreme Lord can be known as one who holds the opulence of renunciation to the highest degree. Rama left everything behind for someone else. Who can be more loving? Who can ever dream of sacrificing more? Who can ever match that husband of Sita, who is protecting everyone and wishing well to every living being? In closing, with opulences there, and well-wishers to care, with dwelling the best, but then of loyalty test, Rama for the forest leaving, after news of promise receiving, all for the father's sake, the best son to make.